Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
It's EV News briefly for the 23rd of July. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, let's get you up to speed. European EV sales rose 52% in June, with volume models up 59% and premium models up 31%, pushing year-to-date growth by 35%. Tesla led the market. Model Y is back on top. Model 3 just behind, also doing well. Renault 5, Škoda Enyaq, and the little Leapmotor T03. General Motors and their shift away from their aggressive EV expansions now cost them $10.9 billion, a new $2.3 billion charge tied to reducing their capacity for batteries and retooling factories to move back to combustion. We'll see how that plays out in the long term. Jaguar Land Rover has unveiled a new low-slung electric GT crossover. It's the least Range Rover-y looking Range Rover ever. It's a GT car. It blends SUV design elements, but with a saloon design on their electric EMA platform as well. Production version comes within the next year. Tesla's Hollywood Diner has now been confirmed that the supercharger site there is the busiest in its global network, delivering 21.2 gigawatt hours and averaging 1,600 daily charging sessions. The location isn't the biggest Tesla supercharging station, but it is the biggest in terms of delivered power. The location significantly outperforms other sites in the weekly energy delivered, highlighting demand for high-traffic charging hubs and maybe the proof of concept that you want to get out and get a snack or a burger while you're charging your car as well. Let's go to Sweden. Plug-in vehicles reached a 67% market share in the second quarter of the year. Q2's in the books, driven by BEVs. BEVs rising to 42% and plug-in hybrids making up the rest. Overall, car sales were growing as well. There's new rural-focused incentives for EVs. And the Volvos in Sweden, obviously, EX40 is still the top-selling BEV. Volkswagen's all-new ID Polo, or can we just call it the electric Polo, but they insist on having ID in there. Right, starting price for you, £23,945 of your great British pounds. So £24,000, making a key model in its new strategy called True VW. I'd call it fixed VW. So the improved design looks like a VW. The usability, the physical controls, offering up to 280 miles of range and modern tech across the trims, balancing affordability, practicality, and everyday performance. Really competitive segment that it sits in. Volkswagen has also backed a new e-bike line, 250-watt motors and a 25 kph limit to keep it legal on the streets over here. But focusing on safety and urban usability, a radar-assisted rear view, little screen, or if you look down at the handlebars, and it'll show you the camera view from behind. I think it's stabilized, and it's better than looking in little bike mirrors, I guess. An optional smart helmet with head-up display glasses to bring car-style safety tech to bicycles. Hyundai has launched all-day energy, a unified vehicle-to-X platform that combines its systems into a single global service name. It'll start in the UK as its first rollout market for EVs to supply batteries to homes, buildings and other vehicles. Here in the UK, we have a new Prime Minister, Andy Burnham. His first order of business was to cut the VAT, the value-added tax we pay on home electricity. Great news for those that can charge their EV at home. Sounds unfair to me to those that can't charge their EV at home. Illinois will relaunch its EV rebate program on August the 1st with $4 million in funding, offering $4,000 off a brand new EV in Illinois. And that's briefly.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One. Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.